Hello and welcome back to the Rusted Culture Show. I am your host, Frank Ebersold, and I am happy to be here today. And if you enjoy the show, please subscribe on iTunes. That helps us out quite a bit. Now, in today's show, I want to talk a little bit about what probably everybody that's listening out there believes, and that's that the 1% is now more powerful than ever with Trump in office. And folks, you know, there are things that are going on right now, things that we the people need to be aware of before it's too late, and we can't do a damn thing about it. Things we need to know about. And I'm talking about things like what the Republicans just tried to do under the cover of darkness. I'm talking about how they tried and failed to blow up the bedrock of Americans' health care, the safety net that many Americans rely on. How they failed to do that. Thank God they failed to do what they were trying to do, which basically would have left 24 million Americans without coverage. And with pressure from all Americans, conservative, liberal, centrist, essentially all Americans, we, that means you and me, we overcame that fight against our health care. And of course, I agree. Yes, now we have to fix it. And we need to fix what's broken in health care, but I'm going to save that part for another day. The fact of the matter is the bedrock of the healthcare that we need as Americans is intact, and it's not going away. We won that battle, but there are fights that we need to keep fighting on. There are things that we need to do today, right now, fights that we need to win, and win for the middle class of America. And in what I do here at the Rusted Culture Show, I can guarantee that I'm always going to fight for equality, and I'm always going to fight for fairness, because an attack on those two things is an attack on our middle class. And to me, it's an attack on the core, what makes America great. And you know, folks, if we go all the way back to 1935, there was someone else who fought for equality and fairness, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And back in 1935, FDR formed the NLRB, which basically stands for the National Labor Relations Board. And this NLRB was created under a Democrat, by the way, big surprise, right? Big surprise. And the goal was to supervise the elections for labor union representation, and also to investigate and remedy unfair labor practices. That was the goal of it back then. Now, the NLRB is governed by a 5-member board that's appointed by the president, which is now a problem, right? We've got Trump as president. And, you know, with my old buddy here, Donald Trump, the king of chaos, now in office, you know, they're no friends of the workers. You might think I'm kidding when I say that, but the Republicans in general are not friends of the National Labor Relations Board. They're friends of the employers, the people that employ them. Now, to kind of make that point, I just want to go back to 2007. We're just going to go a little further back here. And we all remember George W. Bush. I couldn't stand him in office, actually. I couldn't stand George W. Bush in office. But now, he's tolerable. He's tolerable at the moment. I mean, have you seen his art? It's actually not bad. It's not bad. He's a pretty good painter. You know, in my opinion, though, George W. Bush, he makes a better ex-president than president. You know, which, by the way, is actually never likely to happen to Donald Trump. Sorry to say. I mean, we'll see, but I don't think it's going to happen. But anyway, back in 2007, the NLRB, it only had 2 members. Should have had 5, but it only had 2. And the reason is that George W. Bush, he refused to make any nominations for 3 years. And, you know, for those 3 years, we only had 2 people on the National Labor Relations Board. And I have to tell you, folks, I mean, that was a calculated, it was a nasty maneuver, because it left the NLRB with no quorum. They had no quorum. You need full membership of 5 members to make a quorum. So the 2 board members, they went on about business as best they could, and they decided many cases over those years between 2007 and 10. And the sad part of it was their rulings were challenged all the way up to the Supreme Court. And when their rulings by the 2 people made it all the way up to the Supreme Court, they decided that the 2-member board had no authority to make decisions, and thereby the Supreme Court undid the 400 decisions that the NLRB had been making literally between 2008 and 2009. Those 400 decisions were thrown out. So my friends, I mean, this is how the Republicans operate at every level, every chance they get to dilute what few tools that the American middle class has to fight for its rights. One of the few chances that we had to fight for our rights got diluted under George W. Bush. And the American middle class has to, they were always constantly fighting for its rights. And I'm not saying that, of course, all Republicans are rotten. I'm not saying that. I've got some very good friends, as I've prattled on before here about, you know, they're Republicans. You know, the Republicans aren't all rotten. So what I'm saying is that if you think Republicans are going to stand up for the little guy, that means you and me, then you really need to wake up and smell the napalm here, because there's a war going on right now. There's a war going on at the moment. And it's going on today where, you guessed it, the Republicans, Donald Trump, and yes, my friend, the mean-spirited Keebler elf Jeff Sessions, are working now, today, at this moment, to fight with all their might. They're fighting the National Labor Relations Board, and they're working to swing the NLRB to the favor of the employer in a way from the little guy, the employee. Folks, it's all a part of how the 1% who runs the country now, it's all a part of how the 1% who runs the country now, and they run the corporations you work in, it's how they're eating away, chiseling away, little by little, at Americans' rights to gain control over how we, the people, are governed, and how we're governed not only in government, but in our workspace. And we can't let that happen, can we? Can't afford to let it happen. So what's happening today is this. The NLRB has now been taken over by Republicans. So future decisions they will make likely will end up screwing the little guy, the workers, guaranteed. And coming up this Monday, as early as Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court is now kicking off their new term with 3 cases that they're going to be hearing. 3 new cases that, if we lose these cases, folks, you and me, the middle class, if we lose these cases, it could be literally turning back the clock in terms of workers' rights that we've had. By some accounts, it would turn back the clock by some 80 years, 80 to 100 years. That's how damaging it would be if we lost these cases. And these are cases that we will be damaged to that extent. And Jeff Sessions is now fighting against the workers, the middle class, to win these cases. Folks, it's bad news. And I want you to know that the suits are collectively referred to as Epic Systems versus Lewis. Epic Systems versus Lewis. There's 3 separate cases that are all rolled up under that. And these cases, they put forward the question of whether employers can force employees as a condition of employment to submit to individual arbitration versus filing class action lawsuits against their employers, of course. So instead of being able to file that class action lawsuit and bring a lot of your coworkers together, you're going to be stuck with just sitting down and individually arbitrating these cases. Now, I also want you to know that from 2011 to 2014, the number of companies forcing their workers to sign arbitration clauses, it's jumped from about 16% of the corporations out there to 43%. 43% of the companies are now forcing their employees, you and me, to sign away their rights as a condition of employment. You know, by the way, arbitration clauses, there's a lot more teeth in the bite of a class action lawsuit than there is in the individual arbitration that these companies want you to agree to as a condition of employment. These companies, they want you to arbitrate versus file a class action so they can erode the ability of America's middle class to fight for their rights against employers. They're eroding the American middle class, their ability to fight for their rights against employers. This is how, folks, I want you to know, this is how the Trump administration under Jeff Sessions is moving on this. Yes, the same president that said he was for the little guy. Well, he's out to screw the little guy right now. And don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Under Jeff Sessions, the U.S. Department of Justice has just switched sides, as I mentioned, in this dispute, this landmark dispute that's right now before the Supreme Court. And they've switched sides from agreeing with the National Labor Relations Board that the arbitration clauses were unenforceable, basically under two federal labor statutes which protect the rights of employees to engage in concerted activities. They agreed to that, but now they've just totally switched over and they are now arguing against the National Labor Relations Board. I mean, that's mind-boggling right there. They went from one side to the other in just one election cycle. Folks, it's that bad. And all this happened basically in June of this year. The Department of Justice, in an abrupt about-face under Republican Donald Trump, has just filed a brief. They filed that in June and is now moved to supporting the employers from the employees. So, my friends, unless you are in the 1% ruling class, I have to tell you that a vote for Republicans once again has turned into a vote for a party that doesn't give a damn about the little worker guy. And here's the proof. It's happening right now. It's not fake news. Like I say in almost every episode, watch what they do. Watch what Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump does, and not what they say. Don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. And I guarantee when you do that, you're not going to like it. Trump, you know, he sounds like he's going to help the everyday American, but here's proof that you were just lied to, my friends. Here's the proof. It just doesn't get any clearer on a sunny day. These people are not your friends. I'm not saying you need to be a Democrat. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you need to be a liberal or whatever label you want to put on it. I'm not saying that's what needs to happen, but you need to realize Trump says one thing to the little guy, you and me, and he does something totally different in practice. It's dishonest, it's disingenuous, and you should not be fooled by it. You see, I mean, after all, I mean, let's face it, Donald Trump is one of those one percenters. In fact, Donald Trump, he's got a stake in this whole game. With this case in front of the Supreme Court. He's got a stake in it. You see, Donald Trump also forces his potential employees to sign a document saying they will only be able to arbitrate and that they can never engage in a class action lawsuit against him. He's part of the problem. So here he is, the champion of the little guy. He likes to think of himself as the champion of the little guy. He's actually just another one percenter that could care less about the little guy. The proof is, again, watching what they do. and not listening to what they say. So to underscore the importance of all of this, you might be thinking that arbitration, it's no big deal. Frank, you're making a big deal on this thing. It's not a big deal, is it? It's not really a big deal. So what? But here's the deal, folks. Here's the deal. If employers win this case, workers are going to be crippled in other cases involving discrimination, the Equal Pay Act, the Family Medical Leave Act, the Age Discrimination and Employment Act, and Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. Winning this case, this landmark case that's happening starting this Monday, if employers win this case, it could set a precedent that could set the stage for all of the above that I just mentioned to be affected. You know, if allowing the 1% to smash the rights of the little guy in America, the middle class in America, if that's important to you, then realize it and take action. If, on the other hand, if being ruled by the 1% is your cup of tea, that's what you like, then just sit back and applaud Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump. Just sit back and clap your hands. If it bothers you, do something about it. That's this weekend's show, folks. I want you to have a good week. And until next time, listen to more of our episodes. And again, if you like it, subscribe to the Rusted Culture Show. And we'll see you next time around.